Thank you. Thank you for welcoming me to the Mandarin congregation today. I always feel bad because I feel like I'm the only pastor who can't speak Mandarin, and so somebody has to translate for me.
我也觉得不好意思, 因为好像我单独读我不懂讲国语，要人替我翻译。
But I also feel like this is an opportunity for us to see the Holy Spirit at work even more, because I think the Holy Spirit will work through Edmund to translate my sermon even and make it an even better sermon in Mandarin than it is in English.
但是我现在这个是好机会，圣灵感对我们感动的感动，因为圣灵透过Edmund的翻译，令那个讲道更有生动。
A newspaper in New Zealand reported on a man who had been ticketed 32 times in a five-year period for not wearing a seatbelt.
在新西兰有一个报纸的报道是这样的，有一个人因为他不戴上安全带被控票，在五年之内32次。
Each ticket was costing him money, yet he refused to buckle up.
每一次都要付罚款，但是他拒绝戴上安全带。
Instead of wearing his seatbelt, he thought he could fool the police.
他不戴上安全带，但是他用方法来欺骗警察。
He made a strap and hung it over his shoulder to make it look like he was wearing a seatbelt.
他弄了一条大，挂在那个他的肩头上，好像看上去好像戴上安全带一样。
He got away with it for a while, but his scam came to an end when he got into an accident.
他瞒骗了一段时间，但最后因为他遇上那个意外，最后他的瞒骗没用了。Without
a seatbelt to keep him in place, he was hurled into the steering wheel and ended up losing his life.
因为没有戴上安全带的缘故，他被抛到那个驾驶盘，最后他失掉生命。In
trying to fool the police, he was only fooling himself.
他要瞒骗警察，他最后是瞒骗了自己。And
it seems there were people in the church that John is writing to in a similar boat.
当约翰写这封书信的时候，在那个教会也有同样好像这种的人。In
trying to fool other people into following them, they were in fact fooling themselves.
他要欺骗人，要跟从他们，他最后是欺骗了自己。
It seems they were telling them about how much they knew Jesus.
他有告诉其他人，他们认识耶稣多，这么多。
And they probably believed that their knowledge of Jesus made them better Christians, probably more faithful and probably more spiritual.
他们可能相信，因为他们对耶稣的认识，令他们是更好的基督徒，更有信心，更属灵。
During John's time, Greek philosophy was very prominent.
在约翰的时代，那个希腊的哲学是很流行。
And a simplified version of one of the things that Greek philosophy taught was that the spirit was good and that the body was bad.
简单的说，那个希腊的哲学就说，灵是好的，肉体是坏的。And
as part of that line of thinking, they started putting an emphasis on knowledge.
因为这种想法，他们就像重点放在知识上。
They would say that knowledge is good and very important.
他们就说知识是好，也是重要。
And that sort of thinking seems to have made its way into the church.
这种想法要进到教会里面。
It seems there were false teachers saying how much they knew Jesus.
有些教师就说他们那么多的认识耶稣。
They were saying about how they had the special knowledge of Jesus.
他们说他对耶稣的认识是特别的多。
And that the special knowledge made them better Christians.
这种特别的知识令他们是更好的基督徒。
And it's these people that John is addressing.
就是这些人，约翰就写这封信。
That's why John 2, verse 4 says, "Whoever says I know him."
就是在约翰一书第二章第四节说，人若说我认识他
John's talking to these people who said they know Jesus.
约翰就是对这些人说，这些人是认，说是认识耶稣。
But John wants to be very clear that knowing Jesus isn't enough.
但是约翰很清楚地说，单单认识耶稣是不够。
That's why he says in verses 3 and 4, we know that we have come to know him if we keep his commands. Whoever says I know him but does not do what he commands is a liar, and the truth is not in that person.
所以他在第三、第四节说，我们若遵守他的诫命，就晓得是认识他。人若说我认识他，却不遵守他的诫命，便是说谎话的。
These people were saying they were better Christians because they knew Jesus.
这些人说他们认识，他是很好的基督徒，因为他们认识耶稣。
They were trying to fool other people, but in essence, they were fooling themselves.
他们要蒙骗其他人，最后是骗了自己。
John tells us it doesn't mean anything to know Jesus unless we keep his commands.
约翰就说，如果我们不听从他耶稣的诫命，这是没有意思的。
Like James, for John, one's words ring hollow.
好像雅各一样，约翰也说，但是言语是空洞的。The
proof is in our obedience.
主要的证明是我在我们所做的什么？
In other words, it doesn't matter what we know about Jesus if it doesn't change us to follow Jesus.
换句话说，就是如果我们不跟从他，就是没有意思的。
I think a lot of people tend to read this as knowledge isn't enough.
很多人就以为，但是知识是不够。
That's probably where things like knowing Jesus with our head versus knowing Jesus in our hearts probably comes from.
有几种想法就令人想到，就是当然是头脑认识耶稣不够，要心里感受他才行。
But I don't think that's what John was saying.
但是我不相信约翰是在这里说的重点。
John's not saying that knowledge of Jesus isn't enough.
约翰不是说，但是认识基督。
John's saying that to truly know Jesus is to love Jesus, and to love Jesus is to obey Jesus.
约翰是说，你真的要认识耶稣，就是要爱他。
That's why John says in verse 5, but if anyone obeys his word, love for God is truly made complete in them.
所以约翰就是在第五节说，凡遵守主道的。 爱神的心在他里面实在是完全的。To
know Jesus is to love Jesus, and to love Jesus is to obey Jesus.
要认识基督就是要爱基督，要爱基督就是要顺服基督。True
knowledge of Christ doesn't just stop with what we think about him.
真正认识基督不但是停于我们对他怎么样去想他基督是怎么样的。
True knowledge of Jesus leads us to love Jesus.
真正认识耶稣就是要，再领导我们去爱他。
And love for Jesus leads to obedience of Jesus.
爱耶稣就令我们去顺服他。
When we look through the Gospels, true knowledge of Jesus never stops with simply knowing him.
当我们看了福音书的时候，真正认识基督不但停于单单是。 认识他。
There were those who had heard of him.
有些人是听过他。
There were those who had seen him.
有些人是见过他。
But those that really came to know Jesus were never the same after they came to know him.
但是那些真正认识耶稣了，他们认识之后，他们是完全的改变了。Because
knowing Jesus is to love Jesus.
因为认识基督。 耶稣就是要爱耶稣。
And to love Jesus is to obey him.
爱耶稣就是要顺服他。
Jesus said this himself.
耶稣自己也这样说了。
In fact, it was John who recorded Jesus saying this.
其实就是约翰这样子记载耶稣的话。
In the Gospel according to John, John himself recorded Jesus saying.
在约翰福音就是约翰自己这样记载的。
If you keep my commands, you will remain in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commands and remain in his love.
你们若遵守我的命令，就强在我的爱里，正如我遵守了我父的命令，强在他的爱里。
Knowledge leads to love.
知识令我们可以爱。
And love leads to obedience.
爱令我们可以顺服。
And that's why John tells us what that obedience should look like.
这是要说描述的顺服是什么意思。
In verse 7, John says, Dear friends, I am not writing you a new command, but an old one, which you have had since the beginning. This command is a message you have heard.
就是第七节就是约翰说，亲爱的弟兄啊，我写给你们的不是一条新命令，乃是你们从起初所受的旧命令。这旧命令就是你们所听见的道。
You may be wondering, what is John referring to?
你可以要问，到底约翰是指什么呢？
But John's readers would have had no doubt about what John was talking about.
但是当时约翰的所写信的对象没有完全明白约翰所写的。
Again, it was John himself who recorded this interaction with Jesus.
其实要是约翰在将耶稣他所讲的话记载。
In John's Gospel, in chapter 13, verses 34 and 35, John recorded Jesus telling his disciples.
在约翰福音十三章三十四到三十五，记载耶稣怎么教训他的门徒。
A new command I give you: love one another. As I have loved you, so you must love one another. By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples, if you love one another.
我赐给你们一条新命令，乃是叫你们彼此相爱。我怎样爱你们，你们也要怎样相爱。你们若有彼此相爱的心，众人因此就认出你们是我的门徒了。
This is a command that John expected his readers to obey.
这是约翰就是要求的，他的耶稣要求他的门徒要遵守的命令。
Because he knew that knowing Christ would lead to loving Christ.
因为知道爱基督就令我们顺服基督。
And that loving Christ leads to obeying Christ.
爱基督就帮助令我们可以顺服基督。
But just in case his readers were still confused about what John was getting at, he clearly spells this out in verses 9 and 10.
但是约翰就怕有人还是不明白，所以他就是在第五节就很清楚地讲出来。
Anyone who claims to be in the light but hates a brother or sister is still in the darkness. Anyone who loves their brother or sister lives in the light, and there is nothing in them to make them stumble.
第九节，人若说自己在光明中，就恨他的弟兄，他到如今还是在黑暗里。爱弟兄的，就是住在光明中，在他并没有半点的缘由。
We can't say that we love Jesus if we hate our brothers and sisters.
我们说要爱耶稣，但是同时不能够同时后要恨我们的弟兄姐妹。
We can't say that we love God yet hate our brothers and sisters.
我们不能够说爱神，但是同时后要恨我们的弟兄姐妹。
Because if we love God, then we have to love our brothers and sisters.
因为我们要爱神的话，我们就要爱我们的弟兄姐妹。
If we love God, we have to obey God.
我们爱神，我们就要顺服神。
We have to obey Jesus' command to love one another.
我们要顺服耶稣的诫命，就是彼此相爱。
Jesus didn't die for us so that we can say we love Jesus and end there.
耶稣为我们受死，不是说我们爱耶稣就算了。
He died and was resurrected so that we could not only love Jesus, but so that we would obey Jesus.
他受死复活，就是要我们去爱耶稣，爱彼此相爱。
And obeying means loving one another.
就是要顺服他，要顺服他的意思就是要彼此相爱。
It doesn't make sense to say, I love Jesus, but I can't stand so-and-so.
如果我们说爱耶稣，但是我们不同时说我对这个人 不能够接受，这样子是没有意思的。
It doesn't make sense to say I love Jesus, but then turn around and gossip about a brother or a sister.
如果说我爱耶稣，但是转过身来就要散播谣言的话，这个是没有意思的。
If we love Jesus, we have to obey Jesus.
如果我们说要爱耶稣，我们要顺服耶稣。
And we have to love one another.
我们要彼此相爱。
Jesus showed us this. He obeyed the Father even to death.
耶稣已经做了示范，他顺服神一直到死。
And Jesus expects that his followers would obey him and love one another.
耶稣就要求跟随他的人要顺服他，彼此相爱。
For John, a failure to love our brothers and sisters is just as bad as hating them.
对约翰来说，我们不能够爱我们的弟兄姐妹，就是同等是跟恨没有分别。
That's why he juxtaposes love of brother and sister in verse 10 with hatred in verse 11.
所以他就是将第十节对弟兄姐妹的相爱跟第十一节的恨相交换。
It says, anyone who loves their brother or sister lives in light, and there is nothing in them to make them stumble. But anyone who hates a brother or sister is in the darkness and walks around in the darkness. They do not know where they are going because the darkness has blinded them.
第十节，爱弟兄的，就是住在光明中，这他并没有半点的缘由，唯独恨弟兄的是在黑暗里，且在黑暗里行。也不知道往哪里去，因为黑暗叫他眼睛瞎了。
I know obedience is a word we don't like to hear. I know obedience is a word we don't like to hear.
我知道顺服是大家不太愿意听的。
I hear sermons on the love of Jesus all the time.
我听了很多人都在讲道是讲关于对。基督的爱。
I hear sermons on the grace of Jesus almost as much.
我听那个讲到讲关于基督的教恩很多。
But I rarely hear sermons on obeying Jesus.
但是很少听到讲到是要对耶稣顺服的。
I rarely hear sermons on repentance and obedience.
很少听到讲到是关于悔改顺服的。
Because people don't like to be told that we need to change.
因为人不愿意听说我们要改变。
I don't like being told that I need to change.
我不喜欢人告诉我要改变。
I don't like being told that I did something wrong.
我不喜欢人告诉我做了错事。
A lot of times we want Jesus on our terms, rather than truly wanting Jesus.
很多时候要我们耶稣赞同我们，就是不但真的是跟耶稣在一起。
We want Jesus to save us and give us eternal life.
我们要耶稣救我们，给我们有永生。
We want Jesus to make our lives easier.
我们耶稣令我们的生命更容易。
But most people don't want the part about following Jesus by bearing our cross.
但是很多人不愿意做他们应做的，就是背起十字架跟随他。
Most people don't like the part about repenting and turning away from our sins.
很多人不愿意就是悔改，不再最终回转。
But John tells us it all goes together.
但是约翰告诉我们这个是必须是一致的。
We can't say we know Jesus if we don't love him.
我们不能够说我们认识耶稣，但是不爱他。
And we can't say we love him if we don't obey him.
我也不能够说我们爱他，但是不顺服他。
The Greek word that's translated keep in verse 3 means more than just observing.
在约翰那个第三节这遵守的话，希腊文原文不但是单单的去遵守。
It means to observe diligently.
就是要尽力的去遵守。
To guard carefully.
小心的守护。
To suddenly realize a truth and protect it.
当你突然发现了真理的话，你要好好的保护它。
It's more than just keeping the law, it's a zealous desire to adhere to God's will.
但是遵守这个这个诫命这个法律是不够的，要用热心来要遵从神的旨意。
It means that those who truly know Jesus can't help but love him.
就是意思就是说，那些真的认识耶稣的人，就没有其他方法，就是要去爱他。
And those that love him can't help but do what pleases God.
那些爱他的，要没有其他方法，就必须要去讨神的喜悦。
I see it with my kids. They want to do the things that keep mom and dad happy.
我知道，我看我的儿女的时候，我知道他们是要我做父母的要高兴。
Sometimes we have to tell them what to do because they want to do other stuff, but a lot of the times they just want to do what keeps us happy.
有时候我们要告诉他要怎么样做才行，但是很多时候他们就是很自然的做的事令我们高兴。
And I think it should be even more so in our relationship with Jesus.
就是同样的，要更多的跟我们同样的，在我们跟耶稣的关系同样的。
We shouldn't have to think, maybe I should do these things that please Jesus.
我们不应该这样想，也许这样做可以讨耶稣的喜悦。
As we spend time with Jesus, we should know what pleases him and we should want to please him naturally.
当我们有更多时间跟耶稣在一起的时候，我们基督很自然地知道怎么样才令基督喜悦。
As we spend time in his word and get to know what pleases Jesus, we should want to do those things.
当我们更多的读耶稣的话语的时候，我们更自然的去做一些去令他欢喜的事。
And as Jesus has told us to love one another, we should want to do that.
当耶稣告诉我们是彼此相爱，我们就要更努力去做。
If we say we know or love Jesus, we have to obey him too.
如果我们说要爱耶稣，我们要顺服他。
That doesn't come from trying harder.
要做到这样，不是要更努力。
It comes from spending time with him, spending time in prayer and in quiet time.
怎么样才得到呢？就是用更多时间在祷告，在灵受上面。
And spending time in God's word.
就是花更多的时间读神的话语。
I think that evangelical Christianity has talked about the love of God for so long that we've lost a sense of the importance of obedience.
福音派的基督徒讲到神的爱讲得太久了，以致我们失去顺服的重要性。
And instead, we've pushed what German theologian Dietrich Bonhoeffer called cheap grace.
其实我们好像就是德国的神学家 Bonhoeffer 所说的我们追求廉价的恩典。
He said, "Cheap grace is a grace we bestow on ourselves."
廉价的恩典是我们赐予我们自己的。
Cheap grace is the preaching of forgiveness without requiring repentance.
廉价的恩典就是要传播赦免，但是不要求悔改。
Baptism without church discipline.
洗礼，但是没有教会的规则。
Communion without confession.
守圣餐没有认罪。
Cheap grace is grace without discipleship.
廉价的恩典是那种恩典没有做门徒的。
Grace without the cross.
是要那种恩典没有十字架的。
Grace without Jesus Christ living and incarnate.
那个恩典没有耶稣活在我们在你我们里面，活出来。
It's the false belief that I can say I love Jesus yet do whatever I want.
这是假的信仰。如果我们说我们爱耶稣，但是我们随旨意去做我们所喜欢的。
It's the false belief that I can come to church 1 hour a week, lift hands and sing songs, then go about and live my life the way I want.
这是错误的信仰，就是如果我们每一周来教会每周来教会一次，举手是个赞美，但是在其他的生活我们做自己所喜欢的。
It's a false belief that I can say I love Jesus yet hate my brother and sister.
这是错误的信仰。如果我们说我们接受基督耶稣做我们的救主，但是我对弟兄姐妹要恨恶。
And John says it doesn't work like that.
约翰说不能够这样子了。
John says we're fooling ourselves if we think we can say we love Jesus without obeying him.
约翰就是说，其实如果我们说爱耶稣，不顺服耶稣，这个是欺骗自己。
Yes, grace is free, but it's not cheap.
没错，恩典我们不用付钱，但是它不是廉价的。
Grace is free in that it doesn't cost us anything.
恩典不需要我们付钱，但是不等于我们不用付代价。
We don't have to pay or give anything to receive grace.
我们不用付钱，献出什么来接受恩典。
But it's not cheap because Jesus paid the ultimate price.
但是恩典不是廉价的，因为基督将最大的那个代价付上了。
He paid with his death on the cross.
他用自己的生命在十字架上付上代价。
And if we say we can love Jesus yet hate our brothers and sisters, we're only fooling ourselves.
如果我们说爱耶稣，同时候恨恶弟兄姐妹，我们就是欺骗了。
And hopefully we don't have to wait until we die to figure out we've been fooling ourselves.
我希望我们不要等到我们死亡的时候才发现我们是欺骗了自己。
To know Jesus means to love Jesus.
你认识耶稣就是要爱耶稣。
And to love Jesus means to obey Jesus.
要爱耶稣就是要对他顺服。
And to obey Jesus means loving one another.
要顺服耶稣就是要彼此相爱。
I know it's not easy to love one another.
我知道彼此相爱是不容易的。
I know it's not easy to love those who annoy us and hurt us.
我知道不容易去爱那一些令我们烦躁令我们对我们要害的人。
Yet that is what Jesus did. While we were still sinners, he died for us.
但是这就是耶稣所做的，当我们还有罪人的时候，他为我们死。
And that is what he calls us to do as well.
他也是同时候要我呼叫我们好效法他做同样的事。
To love one another.
彼此相爱。
Not just the ones that we like and get along with.
不但是爱那些我们做我们的能够跟我们一起的人。
But even those that bother us and annoy us.
要爱那一些令我们不快的那些人，令我们妨碍我们的人。
Because if we truly love Jesus, we have to love one another as well.
如果我们真的爱耶稣，我们要彼此相爱。
Let us pray.
让我们祷告。
Father God, we turn to you.
父神，我们转向你。
You tell us that we need to obey you.
你告诉我们要对你顺服。
But we know how hard it is to obey you sometimes.
但是我觉得有时候是多么困难。
We know how hard it is to love one another sometimes.
我觉得有时候是彼此相爱是那么困难的事。
And we know we cannot do it on our own.
我知道靠我们，我们不能够做。
So Lord, would you help us?
所以主，求你帮助我们。
Would you help us to love one another?
帮助我们可以彼此相爱。
To help us to love those who hurt us, who bother us, who annoy us.
帮助我们去爱那些对我们陷害我们令我们烦躁的人。
To love those that you have brought into our lives.
爱那些你带那些进到我们生命圈子的人。
Even though we have difficulty doing it, would you help us to do it so that we can obey you and follow you?
虽然我们有困难，但是求你来帮助我们，以致我们可以顺服你。
We pray these things in Jesus' name.
我奉耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.